Stacy Berger leads the Housing and Community Development Network of New Jersey. She says one proposed initiative would provide $600 million in tax credits for developers to build affordable housing for working families, seniors, and people with disabilities.
For us, this is really a question of political will. The vast majority of that funding is already being collected by the state, about $495 million, $500 million. Of it already comes in through realty transfer fees. It just has simply been diverted and needs to be restored.
Another recommendation calls for the state to create a program to purchase vacant foreclosed properties and rehabilitate them as affordable homes. Advocates say a bigger supply of housing that millennials and retirees can afford would encourage them to stay in the state instead of moving out. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.